Hi, this is Lou Reed, wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever it is you do. Happiness through the years to you.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men near death who see with blinding sight. Blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there in the sad height, curse. Bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
We're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris's helpful tips.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
All right. Hello once again, time travelers. It is Chris Earle. I'm here with Jim McDermott, Chris's Helpful Tips, Christmas edition number 3, I think. Welcome back, Jim. How's the week going?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Help yourself.
All right. All right. It's getting closer. Starting to feel it. Got the lights up finally. They're not in a ball. I finally got them up. They're looking pretty good. You saw them.
Yeah.
Not bad. Didn't get to see the tree on, but no. The tree's there and it's up.
Yeah, as well as when it's light out, it's not the same anyways.
I have to say, this is the most ambitious I've been for Christmas in at least 7 years. At least. I got the lights up. I got my tubs out. The tubs are still full of crap, but there's some good stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of like, just you bring out like these things that you don't normally see in a long time. Like I got a couple of Playmobil guys out, like sitting with a horse. I don't know where I got the horse, but it was from like, you know, fifth grade from like a friend at Christmas or something.
Yeah.
It's just like I got a lot of random toys that come out at Christmas time.
Well, it's a lot of stuff.
I got a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
It's amazing how much stuff I've got.
Yeah.
It's like a museum. It's like the Chris Earle Museum. It really is. It is amazing how much stuff I have. My buddy Damon used to tell me, he said, coming over to your room in high school, it was like a museum. And I'm like, well, now that I have a house 50 years later, it's like...
literal.
Yeah, museum. It's like, blows his mind. It's like the museum got even larger.
Came with a mortgage.
It really is. It's like the George Carlin place for your stuff. As soon as you got a bigger place, you got to fill it up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially if you love stuff. And I love stuff.
Yeah, what are those little crabs? That have to go get a...
hermit crabs?
Are those the ones that get the big old, get a bigger shell every year?
Yeah, hermit crab will go out and they'll find a nice new shell. And,
or a Coke can or something to live in.
Yeah. Live in a Zima bottle. It is the Helpful Tips. We're here with you until 6 p.m. It's 855-915-9636. You want to call in and you actually have... some advice you may need to hear from us. We'll do our best to dispense some wisdom between the two of us. We have over 100 years of wisdom living on Earth. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
Like between the two of us, we have 100 years of wisdom. Plus, in the background is the Nintendo 64 soundtrack. I believe this is Ice Slide. What a great game that was. You play the Donkey Kong, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Donkey Kong was great. You know, even at that point, I think we were like in our 20s when the 64 came out. So I wasn't really into video games that much at that point.
Yeah.
But when you saw that game, I'm like, this game's great. Like you're in a little mine cart with like a buddy and you're flying through the mines like Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. It was so cool.
What was the one that Tecmo Bowl was on?
Tecmo Bowl was a great one. Yeah.
Was that on that same
console?
Yeah, I
believe that was on the same console.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Yep. Tecmo Bowl was a great one.
And the 2 was a good one. Whatever that was. I can't remember what that was.
Oh, yeah. I know. I remember. I was like something Skates of Steel or something.
Yeah,
Blades of Steel.
Blades of Steel.
Right? Blades of Steel.
Had the little fat guy.
Yeah.
The skinny guy and then like the normal size guy.
Yeah. You got to have a fat guy on skates.
Yeah.
You got to. It doesn't say Christmas until you see the fat guy on skates. Blades of Steel. That was what was the Will Ferrell movie? Didn't he call it Blades of Steel too?
Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory. Yeah.
With
Blades
the guy
of Steel
with Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, that was on the original Nintendo, 1988. It says here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I like putting together like the old systems. I play it for like an hour on Christmas or before Christmas, just for fun. Like I like finding treasures in my basement.
Yeah.
I usually call it, you know, the crap from the cellar, but it's treasures in the basement when it's Christmas time.
That makes you happy.
Yeah.
When you pull that out, that's an hour of joy you didn't have.
I know. Huh? And an hour of joy is an hour more than I've had all year. You know what I mean? It really is at this point. But if anybody wants to call in, 855-915-9636. I heard we're going to hear from Ralphie from the Christmas Story.
Okay.
Ralphie is supposed to be calling in to the show today. We'll see if he pulls through.
The BB gun kid?
The BB gun kid, yeah.
Yeah.
He's all grown up now, and he's going to call in. He's going to tell us what he's been doing for Christmas. Christmas Story had a sequel. I believe it was last year. The year before was good.
Really?
Did you get to see it?
I did not see or hear of this.
I think it was on Netflix.
I don't do Netflix.
I think it was called A Christmas Story Christmas, even. But it was funny. Really good. It's worth checking out.
Is it the same guy?
It's the same guy. He got together. Vince Vaughn wrote it with him.
Oh wow!
And Vince Vaughn's a funny dude, and I guess he was best buddies with Ralphie. Who knew? But he was good friends with Ralphie, and they made a sequel. Well, they made a sequel, I believe, in the 90s that was a real stinker. So this is technically the third one.
Okay, but I don't remember the second or the third one, but
yeah, the what is it called? Let's see. Christmas Story Christmas, yeah. Released in 2022. So, yeah, it was last year. I thought it was a year before. Yeah, it was good. It's worth seeing. He's grown up, and he has to go back. His old man has died, and he has to go back and put on a Christmas Story Christmas like he had when he was a kid.
Was that the same dad in Billy Madison? Or no? Am I wrong?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But the dad doesn't show up in it.
No,
he's passed away.
He'd be like 120 at this point or whatever.
Yeah, and the mama doesn't come back either because she's kind of in bad shape. But he has like his high school bully there and all of his buddies come back and stuff. It's pretty good.
Scott Farkas?
Yes, yes. It's pretty fun. And the high school bully's like a cop now.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's pretty good. It's worth checking out. Christmas Story Christmas. I guess that's something we could give as a tip. That could be our first tip is check out a couple of movies for Christmas. Christmas Story Christmas. I always enjoy Wonderful Life. You got one that you like to see every year?
I just like the Charlie Brown stuff.
Charlie Brown.
Always brings
you
right
back. Sure. Yeah, we're officially at the 12 days of Christmas now.
We are?
Yeah, so if anybody has the Advent calendar that isn't 24 days, it's a 12-day calendar.
With the aspirin?
Yeah.
And the washer and the...
Yeah.
What did I forget with the other?
Yeah. Like, that's 5 pounds of milk-fed veal. It's a good gift. That was in Scrooge, right? With Bill Murray's brother.
Yeah, and I think what was it? Bad Santa?
Bad Santa was the advent calendar that had like a washer in it, candy corn.
Yeah, he ate all the stuff and taped it back up.
Yeah, he ate all the good chocolates and then taped it back up with junk. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a sequel to that, too, that I never saw.
Charlie Brown Christmas?
Bad Santa, too.
Oh, I know. Did I see Bad or Santa? I'm not sure if I got to see that either.
No.
Young kid's grown up in that one, too.
Yeah.
I liked the first Bad Santa. Good stuff.
Yeah, it was great.
I always liked Billy Bob. I thought he was good. And, of course...
Was that Ritter's last role?
John Ritter, I believe it was one of his last ones, plus Bernie Mac's in there, too, who was great.
Yeah, he didn't last too much longer after that.
Yeah, he was
either.
Only 50.
Yeah.
He died at 50. I think John Ritter was, like, in his late 50s, maybe.
Probably, because he was in 70s stuff, so he would have to be.
Yeah. Yeah, Suzanne Summers just died this year, right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, so we got Janet left. That's all we got left. And so it's one's company.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, and Janet sucked.
Did you know Tex Ritter was John Ritter's dad, cowboy?
I think I did know that.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't top of mind, but I believe I did. I was aware of it.
I mean, you're thinking now, who does, like, comedy? Like, I mean, John Ritter, he kind of like, slid under the radar because he was always, like, around. He was always on TV. Back then,
right.
They would always have, like, you know, Battle of the Network Stars and all the talk shows. So you would always see the nighttime...
Lou Ferrigno
during the day.
And Valerie Bertinelli and all those people would be on it. And
They would just be part of your life. They would be on something all the time.
Yeah.
And he was a very physical comic, and you don't see that anymore in any of the shows, really. You don't see anybody really, you know, jerking around like during
Chevy
the shows.
Chase or somebody like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You could take a fall. What happened to Chevy Chase? He was like in a wheelchair this week. He fell or
something.
Oh, was he? Yeah. I heard he fell off a stage or something that.
I think he probably just did... so many drugs in his 20s, he's just paying the price now, maybe.
Yeah.
Although, what's his name, still playing guitar and touring. So.
You know what? That's one of the things that gives me faith. You know, you have Keith Richards still alive. Granted, he's got millions of dollars. He can get new blood every night. But
yeah, and he also, his drugs are like medical grade.
Yeah.
Not the drugs that we would have to get.
That's true, yeah. They're like, there's like Ajax in them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a little bit of fentanyl and a lot of Ajax.
Yeah.
So, so this is it. We're winding down on 2023. Pretty quick year. Not too bad of a year. It's not older. It's not over yet, but not too bad, I think, for me at least. How about you?
It's okay this year. It wasn't a horrible one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was in the middle, which is not too good. That's okay, though.
Yeah.
I don't need too much excitement.
There's always a few aches and pains that come out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm falling
It's like
apart.
All of a sudden your elbow hurts for like 4 days, or like all of a sudden like your
your chest gets hair where it never had before.
Yeah,
and you're like,
your shoulder smells
on?
Funny. Like, what's this? Why does my shoulder smell like this all
yes.
of a sudden?
Why does my shoulder smell like clams?
You know? I got shoulder stink.
Something's going on.
I got the stink.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I remember going to a pizza place in Tewksbury, Mass. It was Little Italy back in high school. And this guy was in there, and he wore the wife beater, the traditional wife beater shirt. You know, the white T-shirt. Oh, yeah. You know it's Italian. You know, first, you know it's Italian. Yeah. And like, second, you know it's good pizza. And he just had this patch of hair, and it was just like right here, like right under his shoulder.
Yeah.
And it was just, that was the only place. The rest of it, he was like as smooth as a baby's bum.
Really?
Other than that little patch, he had a very hairy, like, shoulder. Like, and we could never figure it out. And it wasn't like just, you know, curlicues. It was like you could almost comb it like it was somebody's
really?
Head. It was just really strange. It looked
maybe
like
he had the conjoined twin.
I know. It looked like he was growing a kid out of his
yeah.
out of his
yeah,
arm.
He had that
it was
conjoined
weird.
Baby.
Like, so, what's his name? And
he ate when he was in the womb.
Yeah.
It, whatever, I don't know how that works.
What was the one with Schwarzenegger when he goes to Mars? Total Recall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And the guy's that
the
thing
belly?
That's like growing out of his body.
Yeah.
It's like another guy. Quantus? I think it was something like that. Total Recall. It's like all of a sudden this black cab driver turns over and he's got like this white guy growing out of him, remember?
I don't even remember that movie very much.
Total Recall's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like a one and done. I think I saw it and I don't really remember it.
Yeah.
I have no recall.
It was very good.
Yeah.
And I guess they remade it, but they didn't even go to Mars. It's like, what's the point? I want to say it was Squanto.
Squanto.
No, Squanto was the Indian.
Yeah, that's
like
that's Thanksgiving or something,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is that
Squanto is Thanksgiving. That's a different show.
Yeah.
There's a Thumbelina in it.
Okay.
There's a Tiffany. There's a Benny. I know Benny's the guy that holds the little white guy in him. But good movie.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, you see a Italian guy in a wife beater with a hairy arm, that's suspect. You know?
Yeah, something going on.
Something's going on there.
Yeah.
He doesn't just make pizza. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, maybe
he
may
be running aliens out the back.
They
back
got the
door.
The pizza shop with the you know where all the liberals get their blood from the children under. Isn't that like a QAnon thing?
Yeah, yeah. They got their own pizza shop.
Yeah.
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 I wouldn't be surprised.
That all adds up.
Yeah. I made my own pizza this week. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Had a what did I have? Peppers. Couple onions. I like using the sweet Vidalias.
For the pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe a green pepper, maybe red.
I like the red onions on a sub, though, real sliced thin.
Oh, that's nice,
that's
yeah.
That's always good.
I kind of got sick of red onions as I got older, but a little red onion with some cheddar, not bad.
Yeah.
Throw on a cracker, but yeah, for a pizza or a sub, pretty good.
Yeah, you slice it super thin, you know, put on your lettuce and pickles and all that.
Yep.
On a nice Italian cold cut sub.
Shoots right up your nose.
Right. You get it. They're strong, the red ones.
Background's Pete Seeger. I think he's still alive.
Is he?
He's got to be like 100.
Right.
Yeah. I know we outlasted John Ritter, that's for sure.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. Well, I'm close. I might not make it.
We're still around. He's not, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess we didn't start at the same time.
Yeah. Pete Seeger. No, he's dead.
Yeah.
No, he's alive.
Okay.
No, he's dead. 94.
Oh, yeah, he's been gone for a bit.
I thought it was going to be a Christmas miracle for a second.
Yeah.
No, he's dead. But I don't know. He was like the original like guy from REM, just a social activist. I'm like, just play your banjo. Shut up. But people got into him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, him and, was it Woody Guthrie?
Yeah, Woody Guthrie.
There's the other guy like that.
Yeah. And then later on, you got the guy from REM, Michael Stipe. It's like he's singing Shiny Happy People, and then he's telling you what to do with all your money. I'm like,
money?
Just sing your song.
I don't have any money.
I know. That's the other part. He was out of touch with his fans.
Yeah, we don't have any
money. It's like none of them had any money.
Yeah,
they were all just spending it on weed and gas to get to your show.
Yeah, when he was saying all that stuff, I was like in my teens, I think. I didn't have anything.
Yeah. I used to have my first car was a Bonneville. Cost $20 just to fill that sucker up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for the week.
Yeah, the thing's a tank.
Yeah.
Like it.
We'd always go to the mall and go in mine because I had, I had full wall-to-wall in there. It was nice carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Very comfortable car.
Big.
Plus, I got a V8. I haven't had as good of an engine as I did with my first car. That was my best engine. I had a V8 in that sucker.
Yeah.
You used to be able to pull out in front of anybody in seconds and probably just take plow right off. Thing.
You could put a plow on the front of it and plowed.
Oh, yeah. It was a boat. Could have taken out quite a few people in that thing.
Yeah.
Taken out a Radio Shack. See a Barnacle come flying through the Radio Shack on Christmas morn.
They're all gone, too.
Yeah.
We outlive Radio Shack and John Ritter.
That's true. What else has happened in 2023? Well, we know that there's a couple of wars going on that are kind of crazy. But what could happen? Could happen for Christmas time? Could there be a ceasefire? Could there be peace on Earth by Christmas?
I don't think anybody in that Israel war celebrates Christmas.
No.
So I don't think they're going to care about that.
No.
They're
spinning the dreidel, maybe.
Yeah. It's the Hanukkah now, right?
Yeah, this is the last night of Hanukkah today.
Okay.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody. I played some Hanukkah stuff last week. I got that.
Okay.
I got that covered last week.
And I don't know, what's the, was it Ramadan or something? Is that a thing? Or am I completely off?
Yeah, Ramadan's another holiday. I don't think, is that, that's coming up. It's in, when is it? I don't know. I feel like I should know this.
It's got to be on my calendar somewhere, right?
I want to say it's around New Year's, or it is the New Year.
It's their New Year, like Chinese New Year or whatever. Like that's their thing.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not finding much on it.
No,
nope.
They don't get a
even
lot of
Google
pub.
Doesn't know what Ramadan is.
They stopped.
You ever like the ramen noodles? I like those.
I love ramen noodles.
Yeah,
they got these high-end ones now. You go out to these restaurants, and they're like $20 for the bowl of them, but they got some really good stuff in them.
It says Ramadan for next year is March 10th.
Oh, so I'm way off.
To April 9th. I mean, come on. Do you have to have an entire month?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Of prayer and reflection?
I don't like that.
No. I mean, when they do a holiday, they do it. I'll tell you that.
Sure.
An entire month off. It's like, oh, we're celebrating Ramadan. Well, what do you think you're going to be back at work again? Oh, I'll be back in July.
Back for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. It starts March 10th.
Oh, so you miss St. Patrick's Day.
And then it goes till April 9th. Yeah. It's a month of fasting,
then
prayer,
file
reflection,
your taxes.
And community.
Like, you only got like a week to do your taxes at that point.
True.
Yeah.
And how long can you really fast? I mean, you get up to that last month. I mean, you must be pretty well bag of bones.
I got like four
emaciated.
Or 5 hours of fasting in me before I'd just be all angry.
I bet they're all just hitting the Mickey D's on like April 10th as soon as it's all over.
You should
just
look into that.
Cheeseburgers,
like, when they start having all these
fries.
Wars in the Middle East, maybe it's just because they were starving and angry by the... Like, they all start in April, the beginning of April, because they're just super mad because they haven't eaten anything for like 3 weeks.
Yep.
I bet that's it. I think I just solved the world peace.
I think so.
Yeah.
I get hangry. If I don't eat sometimes, I get pretty hangry.
Of course you do.
And I'm just
You're not
like...
meant to do that.
It's like I'm going to start a war with my neighboring country.
A little bit peckish.
Yeah, it's like they don't deserve the Starbucks on every corner.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah. In the background is Alligator Stomp with there's Up on the Housetop. This is a good one. I always like this one. This is one of the not lesser known hits of Christmas, I think. That Up on the Rooftop or Up on the Housetop. Click, 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 and St. Nick.
Okay.
Down the chimney comes old St. Nick. Imagine if he's coming down the chimney.
That tubba?
And you're like just sitting in there having a beer in the living room.
Yeah.
And here comes old St. Nick.
You're watching porn.
Yeah.
St. Nick.
You see a couple of boots coming down your chimney. Like, oh no.
Yeah. Well,
I'd freak out at this point.
Depending on the state you're in.
I think I'd probably have a heart attack.
Yeah.
I might shoot a raisin or two out, you know? Be like, what's going on? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. That'd be pretty nuts.
Yeah. What do you think? You're an animal man. You think you can take care of a reindeer?
A fight with a reindeer?
Oh, no, not like fight with a reindeer, but take care of one. Like have one in the backyard.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know why you would actually, I don't know what they would do for you as a pet. They probably just kind of eat and wander, right?
Yeah, I think they just fertilize. I don't think they do much. I mean, I'm sure they're delicious.
Well, you can eat them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're in like.
You can eat anything.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I know in like Norway and they farm them for restaurants and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. What else you gonna do up there?
Norway, there's not much to do.
Most of it's pretty cold. And
yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful, but I don't know about... I wouldn't want to live there, I don't think.
I was always surprised they came up with the big cruise ship, the Norwegians. They're just like, we got to go anywhere but here. Let's make a big boat and get out of here.
Yeah, well, they're all mostly coastline. So
yeah,
they're you know, all about the boating. So I guess that's it.
I think it's the Viking in them.
They're yeah, just exactly.
Like, they're like, we know how to build boats. Let's build like something big, and we'll build a business off of it.
We'll put a pool.
We'll never have to work again. We'll just invite all these other like,
whip a casino in there.
Yeah, throw a casino in there. Invite some dirty Americans.
Yeah,
and we'll live like kings and queens.
And then it'll break down in the ocean, and everybody will be,
oh yeah,
in their own stink for 3 weeks before they can tow them back or whatever they do.
Remember that boat that like smashed into the was it French or Italy?
Yeah, it blocked the Suez Canal or something, didn't it? Or blocked one of those canals?
Yeah, it went sideways.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
that messed
things up for like a long time too.
The captain was boozing.
Yeah,
he's just like, I'll be down on Lido deck having a couple of, you know, drinks of the day, of having the strawberry sunrise or two.
Oh, they had the guy up in the Exxon Valdez. Remember that?
Oh,
that
was like 89, 88.
Yeah, yep. I was going to say that was in the 80s.
That was a big mess up. We all had to pay for that one.
Yep.
It's like that was an expensive night for drinking.
Yeah, that was good if you worked at like Dawn Detergent, because that's what they were cleaning all the puffins or whatever they had up there off.
Yeah, they were taking like the birds and they were scrubbing them down.
Yeah.
They were taking a sponge with a little Dawn on there. And cleaning them up and then leaving. And then there were ones they were just like tossing. They're like, yeah, this one's got too much oil on it.
Yeah, or
throw it in the bin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you can't throw it back out into the... It's got oil all over it, so you got to...
It's awful.
Yeah. What a bad thing.
Yeah, that was pretty scary. Did you ever see that one with the oil rig that blew up with Marky Mark in it?
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, I want to see it. I haven't seen
That's like one of the ones off of Texas or Louisiana out there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Deep Sea Horizon or something like that.
Yeah, Marky
Deep Horizon?
Mark. That sounds
Lost
right.
Lost Horizon. Something to do with the horizon. It's the Deep Sea Horizon. Deep Water Horizon.
Here you go.
Right? Deep Water Horizon. Semi-submersible oil rig. I don't know. I don't know if I could work on a rig.
Nope.
Out in the ocean.
Sausage fest.
Yeah. You know what I could do was Tom Hanks' job in Captain Phillips. I could have done that job. Where he's just sailing across the U.S. and then he gets the Somalian pirates come and they take over. Good movie. You ever see that one?
I haven't seen that either.
Oh, you got to see that one. Great. Great movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom Hanks plays Captain Phillips and then all of a sudden like these guys from Somalia come in and they're on like these little boats and... They got the semi-automatic guns, and they end up taking out the oil tanker. And they go for a ride in the oil tanker, and then they mess it all up. And America wins at the end.
Of course.
It's great. Yeah. Tom Hanks wouldn't be involved in a movie if America didn't win in the end. He knows better at this point.
I think so.
You know?
He knows where the money's going. Yeah, he knows where the money's made.
Yeah. But the guy in it, he's like this little skinny guy. He probably weighs about like 90 pounds. And you don't think he's going to be much of a threat, but he's super intimidating in it. He won an Oscar for it.
Okay.
And he's great. And he's just like, you know, talking down Tom Hanks the whole movie. And he's like, yeah, I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that in the trailer.
Yeah. And he was. He was a captain. He did. He lived it. And then his buddies messed up and he lost the tanker. Great story, though. Based off a true story, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. The Christmas Tale of Captain Phillips.
Richard, the kids love that one.
Yeah. There's Richard Dreyfuss in the background in this one. The Killers were great. Every year they came out with a new song, and they'd throw some weird celebrity we hadn't heard from in a while. And in this one, they threw Christmas. This one, they threw Richard Dreyfuss in on this Christmas tune. Let's see. It's 5:30 in the evening, still at work, leave.
Yeah, go home.
Yep. Yeah, Captain Phillips is 10 years ago now, wow. Yeah. But, good movie.
I read somewhere the other day that and I don't like this movie because I don't like the eyes and stuff, the Polar Express.
The Polar Express, I haven't watched it.
Tom Hanks is every character in it. I read that.
Oh,
I don't know if this is true or not.
He is?
I don't know if this is true or not. I read that, I thought, somewhere, but like, that might be one of the things that I I kind of, because I never saw her, I didn't pay much attention to it, but I think that registered in my brain somehow.
Hmm.
Yeah. But he, I think he's like the little kid. He's the conductor guy, and I don't know.
Who else does it all, that guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
I remember him in that one with Nick the Dick. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Bachelor Party.
Bachelor Party. Yeah. Yeah, Nick Dick.
With, what's her name? Tawny Kitaen.
Yep, that's a good
girl,
one.
Was the bride-to-be.
Yeah, and Bosom Buddies, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Scolari.
Yeah, he's come a long way, that Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Peter Scolari must just be bullshit, you know?
He did.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
died like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You're right?
I don't blame him. He can, you know?
Yeah,
it's like he could have had Tom Hanks' career.
He was in, I think in, what's that show we watched? Evil.
Evil?
Evil. It's about a priest... a psychiatrist and like a techie guy.
Yeah.
That debunk like Catholic possessions and stuff, or if somebody is possessed, they what's the word for it? Unpossess? Repossess?
When you have to depossess?
Yeah, what's
remove
the
what
demon.
Do you do?
Yeah.
You remove the demon. Exercise the
there
demon.
There you go. Exercise. Yeah. Exercise.
So he played Bishop Thomas Marks, from what I see here.
Yes.
In 9 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died early in the 65, relatively early. That's pretty early. Right?
Yeah.
65 is pretty early.
So.
66. Yeah. Yeah. Background, James Brown. So 915-855-915-9636. You want to call in if you have a question for us? Yep, I know. I know.
Awesome.
We got some people chiming in.
Yep.
Have her ask a question. Let's see if she wants to ask a question.
That's right.
And we'll answer it for her. Some Christmas advice from Jim and Chris here.
Yeah.
On Chris's Christmas tips. I should just change this name of the show to like Steak Tips.
Yeah.
You know, we could just talk about steak every week.
I got steak tips the other day
at
the 99s, which I haven't been to a 99s in 10 years.
They were terrible.
Tips.
Oh, not good?
No, they were not good.
Oh, we got a call.
We got a call here. Oh, boy. How exciting.
You listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You are on the air with Chris and Jim. It is Chris's Helpful Tips.
Is this the Christmas helpline?
This is the Christmas helpline. How are you today, sir? And
we're
what
here
is your
to
name?
Help you.
I need help.
What can we help you with?
Well, Christmas is a very stressful time, and I was wondering, what is the best standby gift when somebody gives you a gift and you're not expecting one, or vice versa, when you give somebody a gift and you get nothing back?
All right, so you're giving somebody a gift and you're getting nothing back, or somebody has handed you a gift, and what do you give them, like, immediately, like, right away?
Yes. Do you have a standby gift that you use?
I don't know. I mean, you could always go into the bathroom and then see what you got in your wallet and pull out a fiver, maybe a tenner.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe you just always have like a $20 Dunkin's gift card available to.
I like that idea.
You know, or a bunch of $5 ones for like to hand out to, you know, like,
that's
coworkers
a good idea.
And whatnot.
I did that 1 year actually. That's a good idea. Did you hear that one? Jim said, get some Dunkin's gift cards, fill your wallet with $5 and $10 gift cards, and just pull it right out and be like, here's yours, Daddy.
Boom.
Boom.
You guys make the holiday so easy.
That's what we try.
Yeah.
We try.
Okay, what do you guys do to de-stress for the holidays? You know, when you're sitting in traffic in, Nashua or PB or, you know, some of them, wherever you are.
You know what I like to do now? I've got one of those little electronic scooters, and I'll pull out the electronic scooter. And then I'll just go and I'll just do a couple of like zips through traffic and then head back into the car as soon as the traffic's a little lighter. I like to do that now. A little electronic scooter.
Electric scooter,
they like to call them.
I like to have the Boston Globe and just whip out the funny section and read that while I'm behind the wheel.
Read some BC.
Yeah.
A little Garfield.
Yeah, a little
Garfield. Pogo.
Yeah.
See what's up with Pogo.
Yeah, see how Shoe's doing.
Yeah. Shoe and Dilbert,
yeah.
Of course, later.
I think Dilbert's gone.
Yeah.
I think he said something.
What was your favorite cartoon?
My favorite cartoon, used to like Family Circus as a kid.
The Family Circus, sure.
Billy would go all over the yard.
Oh, yeah, with a little dot.
Then, I liked some other ones. Dilbert was pretty funny at one time.
But then he did something wrong, and people come mad at him.
Little Lulu, Wendy the Witch.
I don't remember. I don't remember those ones.
That was Casper, right?
The Globe was better than the Herald. The Herald had the bad comics.
Right. Yeah. You had Heathcliff in there, who was like a poor man's Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Heathcliff wasn't really that fun at all.
I think they had Marmaduke too, which was like the dog version of Heathcliff.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Dennis the Menace was just unenjoyable.
Yeah. Marmaduke. All I could think of is who's gonna clean up after that dog? He must just be.
That's a heap and dump right
there. It's like having a horse. You might as well just buy a horse.
Nice. Yeah. Now, do you guys wrap your own presents?
Jim, I'll
wrap
you
my presents
for
other people. I don't wrap my own presents. The people that gave me the present wrap that.
Sometimes I like to wrap myself up a little at Christmas time.
I've seen that.
Yeah, just for fun.
Now, do people get mad when you receive Christmas cards from them, but you don't send anything back?
You know,
They
shouldn't, but I'm sure they do. For years and years, as a matter of fact, I was getting a card. And it was a little kid, and it basically said Merry Christmas, and it was a little black boy. He was about 5 years old, and I didn't know who he was. And I asked my girlfriend, do you know who this is? And she's like, no. And then we would get that Christmas letter every couple of years, and then all of a sudden he had a sibling by his side. We had no idea who they were, and it turns out we figured it out after about 6 years in. It was our friend Frank. And he had two kids, and we hadn't seen him in 10 years.
Oh, wow.
You know? But, yeah. So that was kind of odd, but that was an interesting Christmas. Like, every year we had a little little mystery letter.
That's cool.
We're like, who is this kid? And he's getting older, and like, oh, no, he's got a baby now. It's like, oh, he's got a sister. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know? But we had no idea, because we had never met the kids. We had no clue.
Yeah.
You know? But that's one of my... I guess it's kind of a pet peeve of mine, though. It's like... If I don't know your kids, send me a picture of you updated, you know? It's like, I don't need to see your kids. I don't need to figure it out. I don't need the mystery. I got enough going on in my life. It's like, I don't need a Wordle game every Christmas, you know?
Now, does decorating seem like a job to both of you?
What is that again?
Does decorating seem like a job?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a chore.
It's a lot of work.
It's a chore. And I've done well this year. Last week I was talking about how I had the lights up, but they were only in balls in the windowsill, and they're actually up nice. I got them in squares. I have them in patterns. You know, I'm just hoping the house doesn't burn down while I'm gone, because you're always worried that those little bulbs will just explode. They never do, but you're always worried that they do.
What are acceptable time frames for the tree to be up? Some people put it up after Halloween.
Till Groundhog's Day?
I'd say after Thanksgiving. I'm going to give you a serious one on that. After Thanksgiving's all right to put it up. However, on the very 1st of November, it was Lindt Chocolates who won the A-hole award from me for commercial for Christmas on November 1st. The day after Halloween, I saw a Christmas commercial for Lindt Chocolates. I'm like 2 months in advance. Come on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And okay, I love their chocolates.
My final question to both of you is, looking back, you guys are, you know, kind of old. What was your favorite Christmas present?
Oh, boy.
Most memorable Christmas present that still brings excitement today. Yeah. For me, it was in television.
In television? Well, the Nintendo was a big one.
Yeah, we got an Atari one year.
I never had an Intellivision, but the Atari was huge. The Nintendo was huge. I got a Big Track one year. Do you guys remember the Big Track?
No.
It was this tank. It was like a all-armored tank, and it was one of the first electronic toys.
Oh, okay.
It was from like 80, 81. And you could program it to go like 3 feet, turn to the right, go 3 feet, turn to the left, go another 2 feet, then shoot three times, then come back to you. It was great. It took you about an hour to program the thing, but it was awesome.
Memory for me, because you said track, and I remember I got Total Control Racing before, and that was something with the electronic cars.
Yes.
You had to scrape the track with a penny to get the track ready for 30 seconds of racing.
Yeah, 30 seconds of racing. That's true. High octane racing. But yeah, those were great too. The RC cars, and you had to have those little scrapes there, the copper on them. Yeah, it was the best.
Oh, those were great. Well, gentlemen, I'd like to thank you very much, and I want to wish both of you a happy holidays. I don't know if you're on next week.
Yeah, we're going to be here next week. Matter of fact, we're going to be doing the Christmas Battle number 10. We're going to be playing Christmas music. We're going to have Derek in here, and we have five judges coming in, and that'll be next week. Yeah.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Yep. And this is Jim calling from Salem. Is that correct?
Yes, wherever you want to say I'm calling from.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you very much for the helpful Christmas tips. You guys are, the best. By the way, brought the desk back to Target. It was not a great desk, but the wife bought a new desk, and she even put it together, and now I have a new desk.
Very good.
That's how I handled the desk problem that you guys talked about.
You had the wife do it?
Good to hear. How about a little advice?
Smart.
How about a little advice from me and Jim here, Jim? How about what you guys put out for Santa each year? You got some items you're putting out for Santa to eat this year, the night before?
No, because Santa's already too fat. Santa had a lot of cookies, in years past. He doesn't put out anything right now. But
you're leaving Santa out the Peloton for him?
The chocolate chip cookies, Santa did like the chocolate chip cookies, and a little like that. But, true story, I actually had an asthma attack as a kid on Christmas Eve.
Really?
Yeah, because I thought I heard reindeers on the roof, but it was probably just snow falling off. I had an asthma attack, so imagine what my parents had to deal with then.
Yeah, so you got a respirator in the stocking in the next day.
Another Christmas ruined by me. But gentlemen, thank you very much. I wish you both a happy holidays, and keep these tips coming.
Sounds good.
Are you guys on until 6 or just 7?
We're on until 6 tonight. We're until
six
tonight.
Nice. It's a short show. Well, hopefully I didn't take up all your time. I can see the line's lit up right now.
The line is lit up, actually. There's another one coming in.
Enjoy the show, and, Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, thanks for calling in. All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
There's Jim calling in from WRKO, I guess. Let me say Salem.
Yeah.
Salem.
Frequent
we did
caller.
Have another caller. Call on back. It's 855-915-9636 if you want to call on in. We've got about 10 minutes or so. We can take one or two more calls. But thanks to Jim for calling in there. He had he was very inquisitive today. He had quite a few questions for us. I think we fielded those pretty good.
It's a busy time of year.
Yeah. We had some, I think we gave out relatively good advice on that.
Well, yeah, we always do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Sometimes I don't toot my horn enough.
Well, I mean,
I got to learn how to toot my horn a little more. Yeah. You ever get a horn on Christmas? Like a little, you ever get like a music, you ever get like something musical? Like a toy horn or a toy trumpet or a drum?
Kazoo.
Kazoo.
I feel like I had a kazoo and a stocking at least once.
Triangle. Christmas triangle.
Nice tambourine.
Yeah. Tambourine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Devo hat.
Yeah. Nice saxophone. Yeah. Figure this thing out.
Saxophone from Santa.
Yeah.
855-915-9636. You want to call in and make a request and ask some advice. We are here for you until 6 p.m. We need a little Christmas in the background from MAME. What did I get? I had a keyboard. I had a
Casio keyboard?
I got a Casio keyboard one year, and I also got an organ another year.
Yeah. Slide whistle maybe one year?
I could play a little bit, not much. Slide whistle.
Slide whistles are
Irish,
awesome.
Irish whistle. What do they call the small Irish whistle?
I don't know. It sounds like a start of a joke, but...
No, it's the small Irish whistle. It's called something special.
Yeah.
I forget what it is. You know how they call like a harmonica, a harp?
Yeah.
There's like a Irish whistle that's called something else.
Was it Snoopy?
It's like a penny whistle or something like that.
Snoopy played the...
He plays the Jews harp.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And what was the thing with the comb?
Yes. Yes. They had a Glockenspiel or something like that. those Charlie Brown specials, they're pulling out all kinds of crazy instruments.
Yeah. I think it's like a Minnesota thing, maybe.
You know, I guess Apple got the Charlie Brown special, and of course it's the number one thing for December that everybody's watching, but I'm like, why is everybody buying all these streaming things? You're a cable man. Why are they buying all this stuff?
Well, the content is the thing now, because it's anybody can get anything anywhere at any time, so it's the content that you need, not so much the vehicle to get it to you. That's where the money's at.
I tell you, you put on that TikTok, and I see some fat girl, like, just like, what do you think about this? And she just like shakes her ass and then like expects like a couple of roses or chocolate or something like that sent to her. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, is this entertainment for 2023?
It is.
You know? Guy like points one finger and he's like, look at this. And then he points two. Like, look at that. What happened? Everyone's like, you put up two fingers instead of one?
Yeah, you freak.
You know, and then there's thousands of comments like, he's a magician. he's from another dimension, you know.
You're
like,
all
what
dumb.
Is going on? Yeah, I'm like, what is going on? You ever see, I think we talked about this before, but it was the one that Mike Judge did when it's at the future and everybody's stupid.
Oh,
because all the dumb
idiocracy.
People had sex. Yeah,
idiocracy. Yeah, because the smart people were busy like doing smart stuff.
they're busy learning stuff, and all the other people are having sex.
Yeah, they're getting drunk and having sex, and they get dumber and dumber.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they put him and who was the guy? One of the Wilsons.
Owen Wilson? No, Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Who was the girl?
Got quite a few listeners out there.
Oh, good.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah. Who was the girl in that?
Yeah, she got like she was the hooker or whatever. They get preserved with the.
Yeah, she was kind of in an odd role because she never played like a hooker before. I know what you mean. Yeah. I think it was the girl from The Office, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was the girl from The Office. I'll look that up.
Yeah, that's.
Whoops, I pressed Wikipedia, but I used two eyes, and all of a sudden I'm going to some fuck. Yeah. Some freaking crazy sight. What is going on?
I don't know.
Almost dropped a letter bomb there. Let's say.
You did.
Let's say Idiocracy. Idiocracy. Jenna Elfman, I think, is what I want to say, isn't it?
That sounds right.
Oh, it's Maya Rudolph. Yeah, she never plays a hooker. And she played a hooker in that one. Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, girl from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's always in other. She was in, what was it? She was the bride in Bridesmaids.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She's good. She's, she is the daughter of,
The reindeer?
No, she's the daughter of a singer from the 70s that had a big hit and she died very young.
Really?
Yeah. Maya Rudolph's, mom. It's like that one that goes sha la 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 la.
Really?
Like I only want to be with you or something like that. Yep, that's Maya Rudolph's mama.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yep, I'll look it up again. Hold on.
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of this. People need to know these things.
I do because I know it, but then I'm forgetting it. I need to know this extraneous information.
Yeah, the smallest detail is the most important one.
For pub crawl nights when I'm getting in my 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Minnie Riperton.
Minnie Riperton.
Yeah, yeah.
I have never heard of Minnie Riperton.
Minnie Riperton, she had big hits. Yeah, she had 5-octave vocal range.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Lovin' You, that's what it was.
That's 5 more octaves than I have.
I know. I think I got like 1.5.
Well, you're pretty good at singing and stuff. I'm encouraged not to sing by most.
That's kind of a fun Christmassy song.
Okay.
Loving You, Minnie Riperton. I was going to play Legs for Ralphie. I thought he was supposed to call in, the guy from Christmas Story, but I haven't heard from him. I think he was trying to call in there.
Yeah, he might have been.
And he didn't get through, and he got scared. Minnie Riperton. Ah, there's one called Inside My Love, but that's not the same one. Isn't this amazing, though, that you can really find anything in seconds now?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine as a kid? We could have done some serious damage, I think.
Well, we think about, like, you'd be sitting at the bar. Yeah, okay, he was the guy that played second base for the Angels in that, you know, and you'd debate that for an hour.
Right, right. There would have been a lot less talking, I think.
Yo, there is now.
There is now.
There's people that are friends that have actually never met. You know, like where they're online friends only.
That's true.
It's like a big thing. I mean, I know they had like pen pals back in the 1800s or whatever, or the 30s, that you never met. But I feel like people are more or less apt to be face-to-face now.
I agree. Yeah, I'm trying to play Loving You here, and it's not coming through.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. I've gone this far in my life without hearing it.
Well, it's playing. It's just not.
It's just not playing for everybody else.
No,
which is far less interesting for them.
Now, of course, the board's messed up. I got to reset the board.
We broke it.
No, I didn't break it.
Okay.
Something's the board's not working. It's all right.
Yeah.
But trust me,
Sola
it's pretty good.
Again.
She's basically just going la 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 la, loving you. Loving you, it's the only thing I can do. You. That's Minnie Riperton. That's what's her name's mother, Maya Rudolph. I might have her on the old iPod here. This is my last ditch effort to try and find Minnie Riperton for you.
Okay.
No. We got Midnight Oil. We got Mick Dundee.
You remember
Mick Dundee?
No.
You remember? He's a crocodile guy.
Oh, Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can't get Minnie Riperton. I'll
what
play
did
Mick
sing?
Dundee.
He had a song?
How would I know?
No.
Oh, okay. You just bring it in.
No, I just got a whole bunch of quotes from Crocodile Dundee on my iPod.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get stuffed up north in the Never Never, where the land is harsh and bare. There's a mighty hunter named Mick Dundee. You can dance like Fred Astaire. Never go out with us. If you do, you'll never come back.
What happened to Mick Dundee? He did like... Crocodile Dundee.
He
did Crocodile Dundee, like Made in Manhattan or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then, like, 40 years go by, and he did one more Crocodile Dundee.
I don't think he's with us anymore, either.
Did he die?
I believe so.
Ah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
You know what I like to do around Christmas time is play old games. I think we were talking about that a little bit. Remember this one? Do you know this game? Can you guess what the theme song of this game is?
No, I have no idea.
No idea?
No.
It involves the moon.
The boon?
The moon.
Oh, the moon?
Yeah.
Is it E.T.?
Say you're on patrol in the moon.
Moon patrol?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was thinking E.T. went by the moon like that, but nobody's ever played that game. Didn't they, like, throw it away or something?
E.T., a matter of fact, that was the biggest Christmas buy of, like, 1982. They tried to throw out a game before Christmas, and it was so awful. And they didn't program it correctly. They just threw it out there. So people were just getting stuck with, like, this flower, and they got stuck in a hole and could never come out of it. I still got E.T.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got it.
Worth some.
Yeah. It's worth the time you put into it or hooking up the Atari for Christmas. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, people go for these full ones that in boxes and stuff.
Right.
I'm not understanding these, it's still in the box, mint. It's like, well, can we assume that the cartridge is inside? I'm not going to buy it for $10,000, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird. And they weren't even around then. What do they care? You know, most of the people collecting the stuff.
Well, it's just a commodity like anything else. I wasn't around when they made the 1933 nickel or whatever.
But you'd like one.
Well, I'd buy it and sell it.
Yeah.
And make money off of it, so it's like anything else. I mean, yeah. I wasn't there when they picked all the oranges to make frozen orange juice concentrate. Or whatever that was. What was that? Was that what it was in
Franz Orange Juice Concentrate? I used to get the Minute Maid. It was the black
Eddie Murphy and
can.
Dan Aykroyd. Is that
Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy? Trading Places?
Trading Places.
Yeah.
That was the frozen orange juice concentrate.
That's right.
They were buying and selling.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do you like to do at Christmas?
Drink.
Like to drink? Hey, had some eggnog for the first time.
Oh, we made eggnog drinks the other night, and they were disgusting.
Really? We put booze in it?
We tried three different kinds of booze, and not one of them was good. So I took the rest of the eggnog, and I had some chocolate chip brioche, cut that up into little squares and put it in a pan and dumped the eggnog on it and made bread pudding, and it was delicious.
Really?
Yep, way better than the crappy drink that I made with it.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. I recommend it. And it's like the easiest thing ever. You don't really even, you just need two ingredients. You buy the eggnog and you buy the it doesn't even have to be brioche, it's just sweeter. But any sort of bread or donut or croissant, you can do that with.
Did you ever make an eggnog like from scratch where you put it in like the tub? Yep.
I've done it when I was a kid, I'd make eggnog in the blender.
Nice. Yeah.
Never died of salmonella once.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I had eggs today for breakfast.
I did too.
I threw in a couple of low-fat bacon. I didn't realize it was the low-fat until I put it on. But
that's
it was all right. It was all right.
It's okay.
It's a little chewy.
Yeah.
But I was wondering when it wasn't like firing at all thrusters when you're frying it up.
Right.
I'm like, why is it not trying to burn me right now?
Yeah.
It's because it was lower fat.
Less fat. Yeah.
You put the Oscar Mayer on there and just oil's flying everywhere.
You know what I had today?
What's that?
In my eggs? In my omelet that I made? Steak 'em.
Oh, nice.
Remember the steakums?
I love the steakums.
The frozen steakum?
Yeah, you could take it out by like a piece and it would be this giant rectangle.
Yeah.
And it would fill the entire pan and then it would fry up in about 45 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah, my mom loved the steakum.
Yeah.
You could put some onions on it.
I did mushrooms and cheese.
Some peppers.
And folded that into my omelet, and I liked it.
I didn't even know they're still selling it.
I didn't either. They were on sale at the Market Basket last week, and I said, I'm getting me some.
You know what I did last week? I went out to lunch with my friend Ray. He's 82. He's doing pretty good. We went to the breakfast place, the Waffle House in Tewksbury. I got some linguica.
Vic's Waffle House?
Yeah, I went to Vic's. And I got the linguica. You don't see linguica too often.
You don't.
You go down toward Fall River, sure. But,
yeah, yeah. You're in New Bedford, you get linguica.
You know, they love all that stuff, but it's got up this way. You usually don't see linguica. Or chorizo. I love chorizo.
Yeah, you're in Taunton.
We like to call it chiris.
Chiris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you go down to the Portuguese Hall.
In the background, Monty Python. Jeez, you know, the hour's almost over. That's it. We're taking that one call. We were going to have Ralphie call in, but nope. But we did have a couple other callers try to call in, but another time. You're going to be able to make it next week, Jim? You're welcome.
I will try. I don't know if I can. It's a tough weekend because it's kind of Christmas weekend.
Yeah,
you know, that's a hard ask.
Me and Derek will be doing 7 songs apiece, and then we'll have people judge us and say who's got the better songs. I've won 9. I think eight or nine.
Yeah, I think you're.
And
Noel
Derek only
won
because his wife voted for him once.
That's right.
I'm like, you want to do the right thing, you want to stay married, and that's what she did. She did the right thing. She stayed married to him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they're happy.
Yeah, you know? Or at least they fake it.
Yeah. So, well, that's pretty much the show.
We did it.
Yeah.
All right.
You got some Christmas socks or anything? I put on some Christmas socks the other day.
Did you? I don't have any. I don't believe. I'll have to look.
They bought me like some Star Wars socks. I got like 12 days of Star Wars socks.
I feel like I have St. Patrick's ones.
Mm-hmm.
I got socks for that. I must have. I don't think I do. Like with little reindeers or anything on them? I don't believe so.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at my sock drawer when I get home.
We got to go out with a big Christmas song. What do you think?
Okay.
We're going to do Springsteen? The Kinks? How about the Kinks?
The Kinks, yeah.
Haven't played that
this
year.
I'm a big fan of the Kinks.
Father Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always love the Kinks. Very underrated.
Oh, yeah. And a great Christmas song.
Yeah.
Father Christmas. We got to have that here at WMFO. Yeah, we do. It's right here. All right. Well, it's Jim McDermott. My name's Chris Earle. The show's been Christmas Tips. Be back again next week.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Jim. Here is the Kinks. Talk to you later, time travelers. Be back next week from 5 till 7 p.m. Enjoy your last week of Christmas shopping. Here's the Kinks.
Outside a department store, a gang of kids came over and mugged me.